There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Stay one step ahead with Dubai Eye.
Download the IRN News Centre app now.
Right, we're having a little look on Drive Live about the affordability of Dubai's private school sector. Money, something we're all worried about. And it's a story that the headline of this report from Colliers is that the data focuses on how much parents can afford to pay for education at various income levels. So Noor Sharif from the IRN News Centre has been looking at this Colliers International report. So how much people can basically afford to pay depending on what they earn, I guess, and depending how many children they have. So Noor, what are the finer details on this report?
Well, the report shows that private schools in Dubai have witnessed a growth of 6.4% in the last 5 years, and that's compared to only 1.7% by public schools. And there are numerous reasons for that, various factors behind that. And it's also said that these private schools in Dubai generate an average of over 6.1 billion dirhams in revenue from tuition fees, which means that the market here is one of the most attractive worldwide. And if you look at some of the recent reports published by the Knowledge and Human Development Authority, there were at least 185 private schools enrolling over 273,000 students during the last academic year. And that is a growth of 3% over the previous year. Now, this study by Colliers mainly looks at the affordability aspect, because we know there are different curricula, there are different income level, parents belonging to different income level. Is the school fee being charged by these schools? Can parents afford to pay them? And what can be done for both in terms of, for both operators and investors, what should they be doing? This is some of the aspect that the Colliers data looked at. Now, we spoke to Shehzad Jamal, who is a senior manager at Colliers International. He was in the middle of a very busy conference. And, he spoke to us. He kind of looked at what are the numbers emerging. And this is what he had to say.
If you have only one child and you have to allocate all of 100,000 to that one child, the affordability would be at the premium end of the market. However, if one has more than one child, then you would have to either compromise on the rest of the lifestyle that one is maintaining and probably increase allocation household expenditure towards education, or then you would have to reduce the price point of the school.
Sanuj, that's interesting, because there are lots of different schools. There are schools at different price points. What does the report say about that? How does it compare and contrast, if you like? And what does it say as well about parents? Because we all earn different amounts of money, what does it say about affordability?
Well, in terms of, the affordability and how much parents can afford, this data largely looked at figures from the Dubai Statistics Center, and it shows that in Dubai, nearly half of expat households earn less than 300,000 dirhams per year, and they spend around 4 to 10% of their income on children's education, which means they spend around 12,500 dirhams per year. Then there's another 35% of expat households earning between 300,000 and 700,000 dirhams per year, and their spend on education translates roughly into 53,000 dirhams a year. And it said that only 9% of, expats earn over 700,000 dirhams, and their spend on education ranges around 85,000 dirhams per year. Now, if you look at that, we can get a rough understanding that the number of parents who can afford some of these highly priced schools is on the lower side. And again, it ranges between curricula, and we know that Indian, Pakistani, the Ministry of Education curricula, these are some of the lower priced, on the lower priced side. And when you move on to some of the British curriculum schools, IB curriculum schools, they charge on the higher side. And, Shehzad Jamal had something interesting to say. I mean, we've often heard that the school fee charged doesn't solely decide how good, doesn't really decide how the quality of the school is. And he says there are affordable schools that are, rated outstanding or very good by the KHDA and other school regulators.
There are many schools which are actually not very expensive, but at the same time have an outstanding or a very good rating. So if somebody could be affording a school at 75,000, but due to economic conditions would be looking at a school with an average fee of 50,000, but that 50,000 tuition fee school could actually be an outstanding school. But at times there are certain curriculum below which the curriculum wouldn't offer a tuition fee, then yes, they would have to consider another curriculum. But if you look at the overall education spectrum, you will still find within the affordable segment, you will find a decent number of British schools as well as Indian schools and also American schools.
Sunita, I'm just astounded at those figures. That's, you know, something I don't have any experience of, but I can't believe how much people are having to spend on school fees. Now, I can't be the only person that's shocked by this. Is there a message then going out for the operators of private schools and their investors that the cost is just too high?
Well, what they're saying is, the researchers behind the study, they're saying that operators and investors, they can achieve more or less the same returns by investing in affordable schools, you know, when compared to investing in the premium schools. Now, this, according to them, you know, it's maybe due to reduced capital investment required to start these affordable schools. They also believe that there'll be a higher utilization rate for these affordable schools, higher number of students per class, etc. And this demand for affordable schools is not just limited to, you know, the big markets of Dubai and Abu Dhabi. They say this also exists in other Emirates. And another interesting thing mentioned in the report is that they mention what should be, you know, the ideal price point to be charged by these different schools. And they say maybe 20,000 to 50,000 dirhams per year for British, American and IB. That could be an ideal price point. But Tim, I mean, you send two children to school. Is that the price point that you are being charged? I don't know.
I think it'd be great if that was the price point. I've got to be honest with you. I mean, the thing is, you've got to be realistic, haven't you, about this? It's expensive to recruit teachers. You've got to put teachers up in reasonable accommodation, etc. There are an awful lot of costs here, the cost of land. And so the list goes on, I guess. But if it was 20,000 dirhams a year for a child, I'd be a very happy man, Sunit.
Yeah, because like you said, because there are a number of challenges like a high capital cost, quality teaching staff, attracting and retaining that staff as well, because all these are, you know, challenges, and especially for new operators, you know, the cost involved in setting up that also is quite heavy. So all these are challenges, but you know, the latest report suggests that there is still opportunity, especially in the newer areas of Dubai. That's where maybe some of these new affordable schools can come up.
Keeping the current competition in play, it will not be a one-size-fits-all sort of school. They will have to do a lot of rigorous research to understand the demographics and also understand the price point and the income levels of the area, and then position the school so that it is most relevant to that area. And investors will have to be working hand-in-hand with operators to actually understand the market segment that they're going to target, and of course then position the school accordingly.
And Sunit, it's just, it seems like there is a lot of cost involved, but to someone who doesn't have children, hasn't thought about school fees, it just sounds like an insurmountable amount of money to have to find. That's why maybe you don't have children.
Maybe that's where the decision lies, NLT. But the thing is, I mean, whatever you do when it comes to your kids, you find the money.
But you,
that's the thing.
But
you
of
do,
course,
people do.
People,
you have to.
You want the best for your children.
Sure.
And sometimes you might associate the best with the price. You might think, this school isn't very expensive. Is it going to be good enough? Or this school is really expensive. That means it's going to be brilliant. But unfortunately, it doesn't work quite that way.
It doesn't really work that way. And this is one of those, it's one of those things on which, you know, it's an essential. You know, we have to do it. And depending on the number of children that you have, definitely the costs will go up. And also chances are, you know, with your first child, you're really enthusiastic and, you know, a lot of research going behind the scenes.
So the firstborn gets the really good school. Is that
that's what partly this report hinted at, you know.
Do you know, there's probably an element of truth in that, sadly. You make a reasonable point. Here's a text in, and I did listen to the original figures that you put forward there, the percentage of people's income that they're paying. But here's a text from somebody, no name. We earn 700,000 dirhams a year in that one of those brackets that you mentioned. We pay a total of 120,000 for education, 15,000 for extracurricular stuff. There's 134 right there. So that's not 4%.
No, it all adds up.
It
yeah.
really does. And then you've got this person says, I've got rent of 200,000. So nearly half the annual income has gone on where you live and where your kids being educated. I mean, you can see why restaurants are empty, can't you? There's nobody with kids in restaurants now. It's obvious.
It is.
But I mean, that's quite a unique position. Rashid's texted in and said, what about homeschooling? What is the cost implications in opting for homeschooling, advantages, disadvantages? But I think that's a whole other conversation.
A different conversation. Yeah. The homeschooling aspect has not been mentioned yet.
Yeah. Interesting report. Sunit Sharif is from the ARN News Centre. Thank you very much for joining us, Sunit.
Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.